Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. A second COVID-19 vaccine appears to be able to protect people against the disease. As NPR's Joe Palco reports, it's made by the biotech company Moderna and found to be nearly 95% effective.
The results come from a study of 30,000 volunteers. Half got two injections of the experimental vaccine, half got two injections of a placebo. There were a total of 95 cases of COVID-19 among the participants, 90 in the group that got placebo. 11 people in the study got severe disease, all in the group that got placebo. So the vaccine seems to be protecting most people. Moderna also announced its vaccine could be stored in a normal refrigerator and retain its potency for a month, simplifying its distribution. A second COVID-19 vaccine made by Pfizer and BioNTech that also appears to be protective requires storage in ultra-cold freezers. Joe Palca, NPR News.
President-elect Joe Biden called on Congress to pass another round of coronavirus relief, and he said he would support a national $15-an-hour minimum wage. He also said if a vaccine is approved, he would not hesitate to take it. Biden outlining some of his goals during an appearance today in Wilmington, Delaware. Biden met virtually with top business and labor leaders ahead of his economic address, saying he's optimistic about the economy despite a surge in coronavirus infections nationwide. The city of Philadelphia is set to reimpose a series of lockdown orders amid the coronavirus pandemic. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports the new restrictions are in response to a record number of new infections across Pennsylvania.
Starting Friday, indoor dining will be prohibited and outdoor service will be limited to groups of four people from the same household. Gyms, public libraries, and museums will be forced to close, and city employees will be required to work remotely. Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney says the new measures are absolutely critical at this point.
The average number of reported positive cases of COVID-19 per day in Philadelphia has jumped at least 700% in less than 2 months.
The new restrictions also include a ban on public and private indoor gatherings, making it a violation of city regulations for residents to hold holiday gatherings with anyone outside their own households. The lockdown measures will be in effect through January 1st. Windsor Johnston, NPR News.
Not only has it been a record year for Atlantic hurricanes, but the latest storm to form is setting a record of its own. Hurricane Iota, a Category 5 storm, is coming very near the end of the hurricane season. Iota, with 160-mile-an-hour winds, is hours from making landfall in Central America, following a similar path to another hurricane that hit there just 2 weeks ago. Forecasters call for Iota to strike northeastern Nicaragua overnight. On Wall Street today, stocks gained ground. The Dow up 470 points. The Nasdaq rose 94 points. You're listening to NPR. A third senator has now come out against President Trump's pick to fill a seat on the interest rate-setting Federal Reserve. Tennessee Republican Senator Lamar Alexander saying he will oppose the appointment of former economic advisor Judy Shelton. That's according to both the Washington Post and Business News Channel CNBC. Republicans have a 53-47 majority in the Senate, so Alexander's opposition would cut the level of support but might not prevent her from being confirmed. Shelton has run into opposition for a variety of controversial views, including supporting a return to the gold standard and questioning the Fed's non-political independence status. There is new evidence a lack of sleep can increase a person's risk of developing Alzheimer's. NPR's John Hamilton has more in a study in the journal Current Biology.
The study involved 32 older adults whose sleep patterns had been analyzed in a laboratory. Over the next few years, researchers at the University of California, Berkeley, monitored levels of a substance called beta amyloid. It tends to form clumps in the brains of people who are likely to develop Alzheimer's. Neuroscientist Matthew Walker says people who got more deep sleep accumulated less beta amyloid.
There is something about this deep sleep that is helping protect you against amyloid buildup in the brain.
Walker says that's probably because deep sleep is when the brain activates a system that washes out waste products, including beta amyloid. John Hamilton, NPR News.
Crude oil futures prices moved higher today amid hopes a coronavirus vaccine may be on the horizon. Oil up 3% today to close at $41.34 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.